Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Welcome to Switched on Pop. I'm musicologist Nate Sloan. Recently, I encountered a band that stopped me in my tracks. Merging the traditions of hip-hop and indigenous music, the rap duo Snotty Nose Rez Kids, hailing from the Haisla people of what's now British Columbia, make a sound that's not quite like anything I've ever heard. On tracks like War Club with DJ Shub, they connect indigenous struggle to the Black Lives Matter movement.
There's beauty in unity, indigenous sovereignty, black liberation. We go coast to coast, homie, this the formation. This revolution will be live and then colonized for the next 7 generations, all my relations.
And on Bougie Natives, Snotty Nose Rez Kids celebrate traditional culture through a modern lens.
We them bougie natives. Turquoise on my red. We them bougie natives. 5 rings up on my fist. We them bougie natives. Big hat with the brim.
As much as this music has a message, it also bangs. And Snotty Nose Rez Kids' new album, Afterlife, runs the gamut of emotions from tackling police brutality on Red Sky at Night.
Love, love, please help me, help. There's a killer on the loose trying to scalp me. Me safe in the streets from the people of police, so the system put in place for the wealthy. No justice.
To celebrating their community on Wild Boy.
Big niche, oh sheesh. Res bro, my streets. Cop shield, gold teeth. Spirit abs, no sleep. Buck whist.
Their first tour since COVID brought them to Los Angeles, where I got to catch them at the Moroccan Lounge and speak to them at their hotel lobby the next morning. Here's my conversation with Snotty Nose Rez Kids. Could I ask you guys to introduce yourselves?
Hey, what's good? My name's Darren Metz. I go by the name of Young D.
Yeah, my name's Young Tribes, and I'm the other half of Snotty Nose Rez Kids out of Vancouver, BC.
Welcome, y'all. Thanks so much for joining us. I would like to maybe start just like talking about Snotty Nose Rez Kids. Where did that come from?
Snotty Nose Rez Kids, kind of like, it's always been like a part of who we were. And, you know, as Indigenous people, like, we are very proud of our identity. You know, the Snotty Nose comes from having freedom to roam around your community at a very young age and just have a safe place to be yourself. And, you know, Rez Kids, obviously, you know, like, we're from reservations, and, you know, like, we rep our res, even though we're like city boys now, but, you know, like, we always carry that. That's where we're from. We're from the res. So Snotty Nose Rez Kids, we just, like, carry that everywhere we go.
And it also lets you know who we are without us having to explain who we are.
I'd love to talk about one of your earlier tracks, just to kind of introduce your sound a little bit. It's a song that you guys crushed last night called Creator Made an Animal.
One time for the home down the res road, 2 times for the crew in the city though. Legend has it that Creator made an animal. You need know I'm an animal. One time for the home down the res road.
Could you tell us the meaning of that title, Creator Made an Animal?
Yeah, I think it was like back when we were making Trapline, and there was a lot of kind of like animosity and like a lot of people looking down on Native people for holding up pipelines that were going across our territories, and more in particular, Wet'suwet'en territory up in like Northwest British Columbia. And the pipelines coming through their community, right? Like coming through the trap lines. So like we put together the album called Trapline, and it kind of explained who we were, like Darren said, without having to explain it, you know? Like we make almost like kind of like we run on trap beats, Atlanta sound. And we thought, like, what better way to pay homage to, like, rap and ourselves than to call the album Trapline. And Creator Made an Animal was just kind of like that, you know? Like, back in the day, there was a phrase that said, kill the Indian, save the man. Huh. And we were called savages. And I got savage tattooed on my neck right now. And I rep that to the fullest. Yeah. So like obviously like everyone praises God, we praise Creator. With that, it was like, yo, like we just like let that savage come out in us.
Yeah.
And we just thought the song would have been perfect for that. Like, you know, Creator made an animal.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard.
500 years, my people been humble. 500 years, we dealt with the struggle. 500 more years for all of my youngest. For 500 years, we've been drumming and drumming. Geronimo back, sit the bull back, crazy horseback.
You mentioned your use of the term savage. It's something that, you know, you could hear in a track like Megan Thee Stallion, right? Savage.
I'm a savage. Yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey. Nasty. Hey.
And that's part of the sound of hip-hop. Yeah. But I feel like when y'all use that word, it has a different significance. Yeah. Yeah, could you speak to what that word means for y'all?
It's growing up, that's what we were called. Like, we weren't even considered human. They were like, oh, they're savages. We need to teach them the ways of to make them like us, to make them more Christian-like. So, like, yeah, it's a hip-hop term, but for us, it's not. Like, we're fucking reclaiming that shit, you know what I mean? Like, we grew up getting called savages and, you know, like, dirty Indian and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And right down to kids' movies when you watch, like, Pocahontas, you know what I mean? Like, savages, barely even human. Like, I don't know who the hell greenlit that movie. But that's how far it goes. Yeah, and when you watch movies like that as a kid, it goes in your subconscious, right? And so as we grew older, it's like, fuck that, let's reclaim that.
And for me, you know, like Darren said, like when we were kids, like I remember like playing against, I think it was a netball game, and we were in like primary school, like elementary, and we played this Catholic school, and we whooped their asses, yo, like destroyed them. And at the end, yo, like, they started chanting that song from Pocahontas, savages, barely even human. And that's how it was. Disney movies, Looney Tunes, just all the cartoons that we loved growing up. For people that aren't indigenous, it taught them to hate natives. And that's what it was designed to do. Because, like, people did not like native people. We just were a nuisance to society. We were in the way, you know what I mean? And that's how indigenous people are looked at across, like, the world.
There was a moment at the show that really stuck out when you kind of have a quotation or reference to Kendrick Lamar's song, All Right.
Is your drum off white? Is your brakes done tight? Then we gon' be all right. All eyes on me like I'm not a human being. Look, we gon' be all right. I got savage on my chest like Supreme.
Yeah, and that song is an amazing track and has also become like a kind of a protest anthem for Black Lives Matter. And you address that in other songs as well. Like in War Club, you talk about Black liberation and intersectionality. So I'd love if you could tell us a little bit about like what hip hop means to you, not just as a sound, but as like as a political kind of music.
Like we've just been silenced for so long, and a lot of indigenous people just gradually move towards hip hop because they're more similar than people think when it comes to hip hop culture and indigenous culture. Like hip hop, you have the MC. Well, we have our storytellers. You have the DJ, we have our drummers. You have the graffiti artists, we have our carvers, we have our beaters, we have our painters. You have the B-boys and the B-girls, we have our dancers. You know what I mean? Like, they're very fucking parallel. And yeah, like, when it comes to, like, you know, we gonna be all right and, like, Black liberation and indigenous sovereignty, hip-hop originally started as, like, the voice of the oppressed, right? Way back in the 70s, even up until now. And when it comes to us, you know, everybody nowadays has all fucking day long to comment on Instagram and Facebook and troll you and try to get under your skin. Yeah. But for us, it's just like, we're going to use these records to talk our shit. Instead of sitting here arguing with you face to face, you're going to sit down and listen to what the fuck I'm going to say for the next 3-4 minutes and then tell me your opinion. Hear our story before you fucking, but I didn't do this. Why should I? You know, like... Like, nah, shut the fuck up and listen. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You know, like Darren said, we have our storytellers. And First Nations culture, especially, like, in North America, I can't speak for everybody. I can only speak for ours. But, like, we are people of an oral tradition. There's nothing written. There's nothing set in script. So for us, like, being able to speak being able to speak your mind, being able to tell the story of the last generation, pass it down to the next, that's our job. That's what we need to do. So, like, for us, we used hip-hop as an avenue to express ourselves and to be able to tell our story. And, you know, like, me and Darren take this shit seriously. And I think that in this society, in this day and age, hip-hop is the perfect way to do it and to pave the way for the next generation coming up after us.
Let's dig into some tracks from your most recent album. Maybe we could talk a little bit about Something Else.
Granny speak high slack.
Actually, would y'all be down to kind of read the chorus of the song?
Okay, so
Granny speak Haisla Kala.
Granny speak Haisla Kala. So Haisla Kala is the language of our nation, the Haisla Nation, right? So my grand is like our grandparents. A lot of them grew up speaking Haisla, you know, and for a lot of them, Haisla was their first language before English came, right? But my grand in this case, she grew up in an English-speaking house, but learned how to speak Haisla just playing on the playground with her cousins, and they learned English from her. So I thought that was pretty cool. Baba Haisla Gugwakiwak. Baba in Haisla, that means, that's short for Baba'o, that means grandpa. So I'm saying my grandpa is also Haisla. And Gugwakiwak is a nation that's like on the tip of Vancouver Island, southwest BC. So my bob is both.
And my boo is diddy dot.
And my boo is diddy dot. So wifey is diddy dot. She's New Chanoth. And diddy dot is one of the nations out there. It's West Coast Island. And me, I'm a little heyoka. So I first heard that word is when we're watching The Last Dance. And it was like, they're explaining Dennis Rodman. And like they were like bonding over like indigenous culture, and Phil Jackson's, yeah, in this tribe, you're what they call a heyoka, like you're a backwards walking person, you're a little out of the normal. So I'm saying like, yeah, my granny's this, my baba's this, granny's this, my boo is this, and me, I'm a little, you know, I'm a little out there. We march the street like Mardi Gras, that's pretty self. Self-explanatory. Yeah. When it comes to like, you know, blockades, protests, we march the street like Mardi Gras.
And we do it often too.
Yeah. C'est la vie, comme ci, comme ça. I did throw a little French in there. It's life. Like this, like that.
Warrior baby, yuck, so yuck. Head, okay, come rock with us.
Warrior baby, yuck, so yuck. So yuck, so yuck is from a saying that we used on our last album, Trapline. That means you bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's and like not bad in a way, like you gonna steal something, but like you bad as in you standing at the front line, like you bad as like you're the knowledge holder, you're the language keeper, you know, like yuck so yuck. Long hair don't care, come rock with us. Yeah. So long hair don't care has been our theme since like 2017, ever since we started growing our hair. And yeah, man, Something Else, this, that came from the last presidential election.
Categorizing the polls.
Yeah, categorizing the polls and like, this ethnic background was certain percent, this ethnic background was certain percent.
Hispanic, black, white.
Yeah, Asian, and then instead of saying like, indigenous, it said something else. We're like, okay. But, you know, just, like indigenous people, like the way we are is we got like a certain sense of humor, you know what I mean? And like, instead of being outraged, like indigenous TikTok and Twitter, they just flipped it and made so many fucking hilarious jokes.
Funny ass memes and shit.
Yeah, and we're just like, man, we got to make a song.
Yeah.
I'm something else. Yeah.
And that's the way that like, you know, like indigenous like humor is, you know, we have so much shit to be mad at. And so when stuff like this happens, you just gotta make the best of it and just laugh at it, you know?
At Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
When I listen to your music, one of my favorite aspects and a sound that I feel like is really connected to hip hop and especially old school hip hop is the way you two trade off vocals. I'm a ghost, I'll try to mow, see flashing lights, hear sirens. Look out below like dominoes, this silence turned to violence. Cause from the rough done came some diamonds, this my prime and we've been grinding. Been surviving, now we thriving, greatest plan, we put the time in. And it's so exciting to listen to. I would love if you could take us through the process of like writing a song and how you choreograph, because it's very virtuosic the way you hand these vocals back and forth. Like maybe you could break down how that happens when you're writing together.
The idea of it kind of came from Watch the Throne. You know, there was a Paris track, Gotta Have It. Mm-hmm. Otis. Jay is chilling. Yay is chilling. What more can I say? We're killing them. Hold up. We're huge Jay-Z and Kanye fans, and obviously, like, it's been going way back in hip hop, you know, like Method Man, Red Man, like, people have been doing it. But, like, when it comes to us, I think, like, the way that me and Darren do it is, like, we just sit down and we just go bar for bar, or four bars, like, and just go back and forth, and we write together. Two projects ago on The Average Savage, we wrote a song called Northern Lights. And we're like, yo, let's try and do that like J and Ye thing. Chief Rocker, drum knockers, and the spirits watch us. Who can stop us? Power come with unity. When clans come together, man, we mighty morph communities. And we powwow vibing, wilding in the wilder. I've been this way since a snotty nose fresh child. No doubt, you can take me. And on Northern Lights, it took us like how long, dude? Like 3 different sessions, writing sessions to get it right. Yeah. And then, but once it happened, it just clicked, you know? And we also do it again on Sink or Swim, on our latest project. And I think that the difference between us back then and us now is we're way more in sync. Yeah. And we're just like, we just like feed off each other. Like, it's just easy.
Yeah. You just mentioned Sink or Swim, and your performance of that song was definitely one of the most climactic moments of the show. You have everyone create a mosh pit and you really just get people just start getting pretty hypey. What does that feel like after a year plus in lockdown to have that moment, that release of energy? Like what does that feel like and what does it mean for y'all?
It's hella dope to have it back, but the only thing is that's missing is us being in the middle. Yeah. You know, because like it's hard to do it with COVID, and we don't want to risk anything on this tour. But yo, pre-COVID, bro, we were in there. Yeah. We were in there with them. We weren't on stage. It was like before we started, like, hey, yo, open up, and yo, and we hop and we're fucking dead in there, and we tell the crowd, yo, knock us on our fucking ass, let's go.
Yeah, that's actually how it was.
That's how it was. But yeah. I wish the States could have seen that part of us, but, yeah. You know, next time.
Yeah, next time.
Do you feel like there's a, it's not only this musical experience at the show, but there's also like this community? That's kind of what I was feeling last night. I was like, this feels different than going to, you know, a lot of bands. Like there's this energy, this people seeing each other in the crowd. Like what does that mean to y'all?
I feel like for us, like Tribe Called Red really set the bar for like indigenous people coming together and like partying together and having a good time on a night out. Obviously with like native people, like there's the stigma that makes people think that we're like addicted to drugs, liquor, alcoholics, all this shit, but it's not like that. And Tribe Called Red really set the standard for us for when it comes to like partying and like just like celebrating ourselves on a night out and like witnessing like history, you know? And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make history here. And I feel like when it comes to us and our live shows, we really put that into like, we really pride ourselves on that. So we try to like put on the best show that we possibly can every single night. And we do that for our community, for our people.
feel like a moment that speaks to what you were just talking about is when you kind of bring it down and you talk about the reality of where you're at and where people are at. You talk about the toll on people's mental health experiencing a global pandemic.
Not a single one of us in this fucking room thought we would ever live through a worldwide fucking pandemic, you know what I mean? We learned throughout this time that it takes a toll on your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health.
True.
It's important to take care of that shit, fam. You just can't ignore it forever.
Hell no.
The soon forever comes to an end. You know what I mean?
What made you decide to include that message in the show?
Me personally, sometimes throughout the pandemic, where I just struggled with my mental health, man. And I'm thankful for my family that I have, you know, and my support group. The people that support me, you know what I mean? And and that's why we made songs like Change and After Dark for Life After, you know? It's just we go through it too. And it's because especially when it comes to men, we're just taught to bottle it up. Like, men don't cry, you know what I mean? And when you have that mentality, then you get to fucking late 20s, early 30s, you don't know how to communicate, you don't know how to, you know, and then you just end up trying to drown it with a bottle or something, you know what I mean? And so mental health was probably my biggest takeaway from this pandemic. And it's I know, if we're going through it, there's definitely other people out there in the world that are going through it too, you know? So we just wanted to take that time and, we just want to take the time in that show or that part of the show just to, just to be real, just to be vulnerable, you know what I mean? It's hey, we're going through it too.
And, we try to let people know that, self-love is the best love, you know? And during our shows, for us, it was always hard, growing up, how we were taught to hate ourselves from a young age. And I mean, growing up, it was always, you're pretty cool for an Indian. You're pretty dope for a native, that kind of shit. And that didn't really, I didn't understand it growing up, you know? So for us, we're in a new time. And I think I have a line in one of my songs that says something about, I love myself, what's gotten into me, you know, something like that. And it wasn't until the last 10 years that we started to actually be proud of who we are and where we come from. So we make sure that we stress that in shows. We tell the crowd, we love you guys. We love ourselves. The light that I see in you guys is what I see in myself. I love you like I love myself. And I make sure that I stress that because self-love is the best love.
Is there one line, one rhyme that comes to mind for each of you when you think of this new album and what you're trying to say, what you're trying to communicate? If I just had you kind of free associate, what would be the first rhyme that comes into your head when you think about this project in this moment?
As of right now, my moment, my rhyme, I'll say, if you doubt yourself, you doubt your ancestors.
Here I go. Every blessing ignored becomes a curse. I've been putting in this work, shit, I'm just praying that it works. Fall on 7, get a beta, smudge it off after. Because when you doubt yourself, you doubt your ancestors, for real.
Not a rhyme, but a line.
Yeah. I think for me, it's if it probably comes from if I die today. Yeah. And if I die today, you better pour one out for me.
If I die today, let me burn one. If I die today, will you say some? If I die today, at least I die young. If I die today, better pour one out for me.
Fuck your word of mouth. Over the last little while, we lost a lot of people during this pandemic, right? So, I just want to be remembered for the goodness, that we bring into the world. And, when my time comes, I want to know that I left my mark and, made an impact on people's lives. Yeah. So, that song's really important to me.
Thank you all so much for talking with us.
Hell yeah. No, it's been an honor, man. It's, since we were kids, man, it's always been a dream of ours to be out here in LA, especially doing what we do. And it's just dreams come true, man. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah,
dreams come true. You just gotta grind. You just gotta grind, man. Yeah.
Thank you all so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah.
Switched on Pop is produced by me, Nate Sloan, and my partner, Charlie Harding. Our engineer is Brandon McFarland. Our editors, Jolie Myers. Illustrations by Iris Gottlieb. Social media by Abby Barr. Executive producers are Nishat Kurwa and Hannah Rosen. We're proud members of Vulture and the Vox Media Podcast Network. You can get more of our show anywhere you listen to podcasts or our website, switchedonpop.com. If you're digging the show, reach out to us on Instagram and Twitter. We love to hear what you're listening to, what you're thinking about, what your burning questions about pop are. Inevitably, they are going to be the topic of our next show. So hit us up, and you can always email us at contact@switchedonpop.com. We've got a killer playlist of our favorite Snotty Nose Rez Kid tracks on our Spotify, and we'll have a link to that in our show notes. And otherwise, stay tuned, because next Tuesday we'll have a piping hot, fresh new episode for you. And until then, it only remains for me to say thank you for listening.
Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniels, Tennessee Honey, and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual paths while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.